This is the SRA Selector. Welcome along. It's Shock Radio here. We're celebrating the best British new music as ever on the show. And tonight we're at the Manchester Ritz with a band who've taken, I would say, my best description of you guys at the minute. You've taken a little hint of Brummy rock and roll heritage. You've taken a sprinkle of 90s Britpop and a right good dollop of guitar-based attitude and just popped it all together in a blender, and this is what's come out. Would that be fair to say?
I think that's very fair to say, yeah.
And at the minute, just before we got started recording, we had Dom's iPhone out, and just scrolling back through some of the history, we almost came across a bit of an exclusive about the upcoming album, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We got a rough track listing of the album, but I'm not going to read it out because it won't make sense to anyone, really.
No, it won't. Yeah. We've come across some much more exciting things, though. Yeah. Talk me through some of the photos.
Well, we've got my friend Jack McNally dressed as a zombie with his shirt ripped, showing us his pants.
Very nice, very nice.
We've got Flappy Birds for sale on an iPhone for £399.99.
To think that people would go out and buy an iPhone just because it has Flappy Birds on it is ridiculous, isn't it?
On eBay.
Is anybody actually seen them?
Yeah.
Did you, when it was available for that very short space of time, did you play it at all?
No, I didn't. I didn't play it. Matt's it good.
No, this is Emily. You see, these bass players have got their heads screwed on properly. They don't need to play Flappy Birds.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the EP then. This is quite an exciting point in time for you, isn't it? Because the EP has pretty much just come out. You're in a band that, for a few months now, a lot of people have been like, I want to hear more from these guys. I want to hear a bit more. And gradually, the gigs have built up and the EP has come out. So how are things at the minute for you guys?
Oh, it's good, I think. Yeah, I mean, like, people have been saying they wanted to hear more songs and stuff, and we've kind of cheated in a way. We've just put out the songs that we've put up online onto one EP, really.
Right.
We've just started recording the album, so it's just our heads kind of just screwed onto that. We've kind of forgotten about the work we did on the EP, and it's on vinyl as well, which is pretty mental to see.
Old school with a bit of vinyl. Did you grow up listening to a lot of music that had its roots in Birmingham?
Yeah, I guess so. My dad was pretty into Led Zeppelin, so a lot of that. But then on the school runs, my mum had a lot of Dido and Lighthouse Family on, so I guess drew heavy influences from that, I guess.
Yeah, I think Dido, when it comes to mum's listening of about 2003, every mum had a Dido album.
And Shania Twain. My mum played that album till death.
Are you... You're on the road now until, what is it, the end of May, and then some festival dates as well. When was the last time you guys went home?
I went home for one night before this tour. It sucks. I went to Frankie and Benny's with my girlfriend. It was just like, we had great plans for the night, and then we had off-peak tickets and couldn't get back till, like, 9, and then... So we just had to go to Frankie and Benny's.
It's only good in there if you're having a birthday party, isn't it?
Yeah.
They all gather round and they bring out a little tiny cupcake with your name on it.
That's it. Do you know that there's one picture in every Frankie and Benny's that's upside down?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Is that a superfood fact?
Every Frankie and Benny's is an upside down picture.
They play, like, an Italian thing when you go to the toilet. It tells you different words in Italian.
Right,
yeah, so, everyone knows.
What, a help CD? I didn't know that. I've never been to the toilet in Frankie and Benny's before.
Someone just talking to Italian, not me.
Do you know any Italian?
No.
I know Linda means pretty. It's my mum's name.
That's good, that is. Any Lindas listening?
Yeah.
Very pretty ladies. When was the last time you've been back? Have you been back home at all recently?
I mean, those guys were finishing off vocals, so I had like a couple of weeks at home. Just chilled out in my pyjamas all day.
Yeah. Nice. The highs and lows of band-based life.
A couple of weeks home, he's in London every single night.
She's been out on a bender in London for the last 2 weeks where she's had nothing to do.
No, yeah, but the few days that I was at home, I was in my pyjamas.
Recovering, ready for the next onslaught of it all.
Can't believe that.
What about last night then? Where was last night in Manchester? Which did you pick? Can you even remember the name?
No, it was called Bar or something.
Oh, it's not far away from here.
I've got the stuff on
there. They do decent shots in there, don't they?
Yeah, we had a few sassy bitches.
Sassy bitches.
Just for the name?
Or was it?
Yeah.
That was it. It was
sassy
just like...
Bitch. Felt like a sassy bitch after as well.
Wow. What's the rest of the tour looking like then? Are you excited to be on the road for so long? Is touring where it's at for you? Do you enjoy that?
I personally do. I really love it.
As long as you get your, like, you know, your 5 a day, have a Barocca,
yeah.
Drink lots of water.
Do you need to keep pretty healthy when you're living such a frenetic lifestyle on the road so often, going hell for leather on stage, then going out? Yeah. Do you have to kind of keep on top of yourself?
You can't eat McDonald's every day.
It's just... Even though that's what I did today.
Yeah,
I
massive
wasn't
hangover.
Feeling very well. Felt like... a bit shaky.
And you had a McDonald's today as well.
I know, it's a pattern. It's like 4 days of eating good and like drinking loads, and then it's just always McDonald's is the best answer.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
McDonald's breakfast is the right to many wrongs.
Yeah, that's it.
What's the plans after tonight's gig? Have you been going out much with We Are Scientists at all?
Not yet, but tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night.
We've got big hands, or we're going to Mojo's for the bartender's night because it's open till 4.
Happy Sunday morning for you then, isn't it?
We've got a day off tomorrow, so we're going to make the most of it.
So I've seen, and then what is it, off to Nottingham, I think, is it?
Or no, Newcastle.
Newcastle, fine. Party with the Geordies then.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're going to be finishing up the tour with We Are Scientists onto festival dates. Is this going to be the first time that really you're going to be doing major festivals this year?
I think we did quite a few boutique kind of festivals last year, and we did Latitude as well.
I love the boutique festivals anyway, like they're great.
The Wilderness was really good, and we played a little festival called In the Woods, which is just like, they only sell 1,000 tickets for it.
This massive bonfire, and like everyone was just sat around the bonfire, and we were just making loads of friends.
It was really nice. But that was like the main event on the Saturday night. It's like they light the bonfire at 8 o'clock, and then...
And that's the headline act, the bonfire.
Yeah, and it's a huge fire.
Yeah,
and it just burns until like 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you just sit there all night.
Well, that sounds mint. Honestly, guys, I'm excited for the album, especially now that I've seen your little sneak preview. But by the way things are sounding and by the way the gig schedule is going, it sounds like it's all going in the right direction. So best of luck with everything, and thanks very much for joining me.
No worries, mate. Thank you very much.